nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself. I don't want nobody giving me nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself. I don't want nobody giving me nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself. Do you hear me? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself. I don't give me integration. Give me true communication. I don't give me sorrow. I want equal opportunity to live tomorrow. Give me schools and give me better books so I can read about myself and gain my truer looks. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Do you hear me now, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Some of us try as hard as we can. We don't want no sympathy, we just wanna be a man.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
To give me nothing.
Wipe the dust out your ass. The grave digger's back, baby. Earl, what's up?
Hey, man. Was that James Brown or was that Jordan Love? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open it.
Explain why you opened up the show with that.
Let's begin by
the people won't get. They don't get that.
Let's begin by. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. It's good to have you back there, brother.
Hey, man, it's good to be back. Good to be seen.
Yeah, yeah, and not viewed.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
You good, man. You slid that one in.
So I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open mm-hmm. the door, I get it myself.
Translation, please.
13 weeks ago, people were calling for Jordan Love to be replaced, Gilbert, by the rookie backup quarterback. Do you remember that? It's time to let Jordan Love go. I just checked, man.
Sit him down.
Jordan Love threw the second most touchdown passes in the NFL this year. Second only to Dak Prescott. All the other quarterbacks in the NFL, Jordan Love threw the second most touchdowns. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I get it myself.
Let's do this. Let's even break it down even more, Earl. His two predecessors, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Hall of Famers.
He got more touchdowns than them their first year.
Yeah. Yeah. And was
But they didn't want to give him his flowers. They wanted to give it to the dude behind him that ain't bust a great. Ain't put the time in. Don't know the system like he do. But I'm gonna tell you like this, Earl. Jordan Love has been playing lights out all season. Even when they say he was playing bad. You wanna know why? Because the offensive line has finally showed up. Jordan Love's been playing the same consistency, but now he got people that's gonna block for him. Now he got receivers that's gonna catch the ball. Now he got the fans behind him. He gets the biggest pop in Lambeau Field when he come out. It's like, you know how, I don't know if you watch wrestling, Earl. But everything could be going on, everything be going on. But when them people hit here, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Oh, my God. The roof comes off, dog. The roof comes off. I don't care. You might be in the casket dead. You might raise up and start screaming.
So Jordan Love, it's safe to say, in Lambeau Field, they're not talking about Aaron Rodgers anymore.
They bet not. They need to put his name up there on the wall and go on about their business. It's the Jordan Love time.
Gilbert. Yeah, come on.
It's the Love Train.
Come on.
All aboard.
Come on, Gilbert. Let's not become Donald Trump.
I'm gonna tell
Hey, Gilbert. Let's not become Donald Trump.
You stopped me in my tracks. listen to this, Earl. Listen now. If they don't change nothing or let anybody, maybe an offensive lineman here or there, I'm guaranteeing you, next year, we're going to the playoffs as a number one seed.
Hey, Gilbert.
Y'all heard it first.
What did you have for dinner last night?
I had my foot going upside your head. That's what I
have. Hey, man. Hey, let's not lose our Earl, collective mind.
Earl, you don't believe that? You don't believe that?
No, hey, Gilbert. They were nine.
You proved me wrong.
Gilbert, they were 9-8. As I recall.
Listen, 9-8. The youngest team in football. The youngest. Everybody's trying to find their way. And guess what? We found it at the peak opportunity time.
Hey, Calvin.
Now we're about to jump in these playoffs and ride them Cowboys.
Hey, Calvin, as I recall, mm-mm. I said 9-8 at the beginning of the year. Gil, I said 9-8. They were 9-8.
Calvin, can you turn your mic on? can you please help me out?
I also said in the preseason, don't forget, I said, Gilbert, the Packers got a lot of athletes. Remember that? Packers got a lot of athletes. Man, they have a lot of athletes.
Earl.
Offense and defense.
They ought to call you Can't Get Right Nostradamus. Because you good at some things, and that's why you're sitting there looking like Cab Calloway with your hair all dyed out.
Now my hair's all dyed out because we made a bet and I lost the bet.
Okay. And from your expertise of football, that's why you lost the bet.
Well,
But Earl, I'm going to tell you this. You look good, brother.
Well, I feel good, man.
You look good, man. You been in the gym? Or you been running from
I'm hitting the gym, man. I'm hitting the gym, man. What do you mean?
Hitting the gym, got your hair dyed. I see you.
Hey, my hair's dyed. You know about having hair dyed, right?
No, I ain't.
It's been a little while before you had it.
You gonna see the real, the true stuff.
Oh, okay. hey, listen. The Packers, you know, are in the playoffs. And
no one,
not just Aaron Rodgers.
No one predicted that, Earl.
I mean, not just Jordan Love, but the defense, the wide receivers. They got about seven talented wide receivers.
Five sacks again yesterday.
Yeah, man. Well, they're playing the Bears.
Man, come on, man. Don't give me that. The last week, did they play the Bears like the other week when they got 5 sacks?
No, I forgot who they won't forget, man. The last
here's my question. Did Joe Barry save his job?
But I wasn't the one calling for Joe Barry to be fired. Many people in this listening audience, many people across.
Ask me that question.
Gilbert, should Joe Barry be fired?
Joe Barry gone.
Well, you saw how great they've been playing. So you saying the talent is better than the way they've been playing?
I don't condone people getting fired. I hope he don't, but he's not using that talent to the best of his ability.
So explain that. You know, explain what you mean by that.
You can't show up on certain games and not show up on other games. You can't play certain defenses in certain one game and not in another game, showcasing what these guys can do. Now, we can blitz with the best of them. We can hold up with the best of them. We got to shore up our run game. We have to. And we're not doing that right now. And it starts up front, man. And you can't tell me that we ain't got talent like better than anybody. Kenny Clark.
But
come on, man. Gary?
Well, there's no question. And I saw some defensive linemen over the last several weeks that I didn't even know who they were. And man, they played some pretty good, playing some pretty good pressure football.
Yeah, I mean, I like Joe Barry, man, but I don't think they're going to keep him. I really don't, because our defense is not – we got too many first-rounders on that defense not to be so low in the defensive rankings. Something's wrong.
Well, but those things – but those things, you know, and like I'm saying, man, I'm happy for the Packers and you Packer fans. I'm happy for you. I really am. You know,
you wouldn't have been happy if we'd have pulled that Detroit Lions instead of these Cowboys.
My cup runneth over with joy.
Your cup?
Yeah, with joy for you Packer fans. But they're going to Dallas, and how about them Cowboys?
We're going to take that star, I told you, and turn it upside down.
Man, hey, man.
Them one-star rating Cowboys ain't going to do nothing.
Hey. You know
that can do his dance all the way down the thing if he want to, and we still gonna get it.
You know, man, the
only person that scares me is Micah Parsons. That's it.
Well, what about the wide receiver the Cowboys have?
They don't scare me.
Well, man, it's okay. So, Cowboys are the real deal, hey Gilbert, you hadn't watched any of the Cowboy games all year?
Yeah, I did. The Cowboys are good on paper. But they ain't good when they show up.
Well, we're gonna assume.
You might need to go back and see who they lost.
8-4-4-9-6-7-27-8. I know who the Packers lost to as well. That's not. They were 9-8.
They were 9-8. Earl, it wasn't the Lions twice. I can tell you that.
Well, you know. they broke even, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lions won one, Packers won one.
The Lions loss was worse.
Hey, Gilbert, the Lions are 12-5.
12-5.
Don't forget that, bro. Hey, 12-5.
If they
one of the top seeds. What were they, number three seed?
12-6 going home.
844-967-2789. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I get it myself.
Cause we gonna get this thing together, and you got to get a ball. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. Open up.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. All is right with the world. The Green Bay Packers are in the playoffs. And, you know, and so Gilbert is on, he's rejuvenated. They got the last playoff spot. Last playoff spot, Gilbert.
Hey, we weren't supposed to get that.
Let's do this. Let's go to Al. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
What's up, gentlemen? And you too, Earl.
Come on, man.
I got to hang with my brother from Detroit.
I told Gilbert Detroit was 12-5. So, you know, you hang with your brother from Detroit, but he dismissing that 12-5.
First time in 31 years.
What that got to do with it? You sound like Gilbert now.
What?
The first time in 31 years. Detroit. We talking about today.
But anyway, the biggest problem I see is they need to get rid of all them fairies. I see I was a defensive end and linebacker, and every once in a while they threw me on the offense, but I could catch a damn ball, and I wasn't crying if I got bumped by somebody. You got these guys out here they get out there in the game and they want to dance in the end zone because they caught a touchdown, and the next thing you know, they're on the injured reserve list for the next 3 or 4 games. Go get some ball players. These little fairies like Watson or whatever his name is, they ain't no football players. Cheer. What? I mean, it burns my butt because they play one game and then they out 3. Then they play one game, then they out 4.
Hey, Gilbert, you think he ain't hurt?
Huh?
Al, you think he's not hurt?
Who ain't hurt?
Watson.
Watson and them other two. The one that was supposed to be Mr. Superstar.
But you know what? They don't need him. You see that.
That's the whole point. Get some ball players. But them boys ain't no ball players.
Gilbert, you want to respond to that?
Well, in a way, you know, you can't be wrong. You can't be right. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing that these guys, Watson and whoever else Al talking about, got to understand. These guys behind them,
yeah,
they want to play.
Yeah.
They want to play. So if you got a bump or a bruise, you better put that aside and get your butt back out there.
That's what it kind of looked like.
Young, huh? Like you said, Earl, they got talent beyond talent sitting on the shelf. They just need to be seen. And every time one of these big names get hurt, these young cats come in and they're going to prove they worth. So, like, what my man's trying to say is, hey, man, y'all keep on acting like you got little owies.
Bumps and bruises.
Little owie. The train don't stop for no one, period.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, it's exciting just to know that they're going to be in the playoffs, right? I mean,
you know what? It just for being in this position gives them excitement, courage, belief, because you can hear them talk and say, no one expected us to be here. The boys in the locker room are saying that. No one expected us to be here. Now that we're here, watch us shine.
Well, you know, man, a lot of people are fair weather fans because right towards the middle of the season, we were getting calls here. Get rid of LaFleur, get rid of Barry,
Dylan.
Dylan, and them folk ain't calling anymore. Right?
No.
Because they, you know, it's easy, man. Football is a tough, tough game. You know, you played it, man. And it's psychological, right?
What's my breakdown? 90% mental,
right.
10% physical. That's where it's gotta be, Earl.
Let's go David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Morning, guys. Really quickly, I want to kind of break down what Jordan Love just accomplished. You know, he got 32 touchdown passes.
11 interceptions.
He was the third highest in the NFL in touchdown passes. And he wasn't even an alternate for a Pro Bowl spot. So I think they're definitely overlooking what he accomplished. Keep in mind, I know you're a Bears fan. I know you're a Bears fan, Earl. Do you realize in 103 years, in 103 years, the Bears do not have one quarterback that's ever thrown 30 touchdown passes in a season? That's crazy to me. I can't believe it. That's an actual true stat. Someone showed it to me. I was like, oh, my God. I felt sorry for Lindsay because – you know, Lindsay is a Chicago girl, and, you know, my other half.
So first off, for the sake of clarity, I'm a Viking fan. Okay. And, you know, time to time, a Detroit Lion fan, you know. So, Gilbert's got that look on his face, that gravedigger look on his face. But, He can't fathom what I just said, but
I sure can't. Cause I was laughing my tail off. I looked on the, you know, they always saying skull,
yeah.
Them Vikings fans. They had a thing on where the dude was yelling "Skol," but you have just been eliminated from the playoffs.
Well, you know, when you lose your quarterback.
When you lose Barney.
Yeah, well, whoever he was.
I love you, you love me.
You can't dismiss he's a great quarterback, but
Cousins?
Yeah, Cousins is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. God. Look at the statistics. Oh. Look at the statistics, man.
I'm gonna look at it under
I guarantee you he'd be in the top three or four quarterbacks.
Let's put it like this. Who's the top quarterback coming out of our division right now?
Well, clearly it's Jared Goff.
Is it Jared Goff? Is it Jordan Love? Or anybody else? I'm gonna say Jordan Love is the top quarterback coming out of our division.
Yeah, well, you know, Jared
Goff. He didn't get a Pro Bowl nod?
Well, you know, he's young. He'll get his shots.
No. I'm tired of that.
You know it's politics, man. Gilbert. You know it's politics. You know, they got some cats in the Hall of Fame, and you ain't there. You don't think it's politics?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. You're going to make sure that you don't make a mistake that's going to cost you from getting in there. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join the conversation.
Please, under the helmet,
the grave digger. Packers in the playoffs. And we'll return. I feel sorry. All right, and welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, before we go to the phone lines, here's what people really need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what Aaron Rodgers' cap hit was for the Packers this year?
No, I do not.
$40 million.
Wow.
Next year, it's $31 million. So they're able to do all of those things that they've been able to do with that kind of a cap hit. Imagine what happens when that goes away, Gilbert. And they're going to be able to have some money to add to what they have now. They clearly are in a position to become a dominant team in the future, right?
Greatness does not skip a beat, Earl.
We may go
down a little bit, but we don't break it.
Hey, Gilbert, you're not equating greatness with the Green Bay Packers of today, are you?
That's what the G stands
nine
for.
9-8.
Right
there. Okay, let's go to Terry from the North Woods. Good morning to you, Terry. How you doing, man?
Yeah, great, guys. Earl, just to follow up on your point, I think I read where $70 million go off the cap. That it was $70 million dead cap money this year goes off next year, like you were saying. But $70 million goes off. So, like you say, they can reach into the free agency market and did a hell of a job with these young guys that they got. I just can't believe it. It's an amazing story. I've been following this since you, Earl, you know, the Packers of the 60s. So this is a phenomenal story, this Green Bay story.
You know, not only, Terry, is it a phenomenal story. I was telling Gilbert earlier, since you and I go, you know, back to the Newt Rockne days. The Newt Rockne days.
Braille. Both of y'all go back to Braille.
Can you imagine the Packers and the Cowboys. And I was telling Gilbert, man, all I can think about is Vince Lombardi and what was the Cowboys?
Tom Landry.
And Bart Starr and Roger Staubach. And all of those, you know, those great the Ice Bowl. It's the Packers and the Cowboys. That's what I'm gonna see. That's what I'm gonna get hyped up for on Sunday. Terry?
One more thing, Earl, too. Jordan Love, just 11 interceptions.
That's
another phenomenal stat.
Go ahead.
I have to admit, Earl and Gilbert, I didn't have faith in the kid. I got to get on the bandwagon or on the Love train. I'm getting on it now. I was not a believer in the beginning. Even what Gilbert was saying, stick with this kid, stick with this kid, give this kid a chance. Gilbert, you were right all along. I got hats off to you.
Thank you. Thank you, T.
Thank you very much for the call, Terry. You know, Gilbert, when you watch Jordan Love, you said he's 6'5"?
6'5".
Wow. And what he... And he's, when he's in the pocket, man, he's in charge. I mean, he's got the quick release.
Here's the funny thing about it, Earl. When I talk to people, they want to throw him into that mode of a
running quarterback.
Leave that boy alone. He can get out of there when he needs to, but let him stay in that pocket and surgically cut you up. Let him do that.
You know, he's got a he clearly, Gilbert, has a great mechanics. He's got a quick release.
I just love the way he just field generalships everything.
Yeah.
I'm the man, so listen to me tight.
You know, he's got a strong arm, man, and he clearly has a lot of tools, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of tools. And he's a pocket guy.
But you know what else I love about him? When he makes mistakes, he owns them.
Oh, yeah.
He owns them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to sit around and make this excuse and do all that. No, he owns his mistakes, man. Awesome play.
You know, so let's talk about your thoughts about the game Sunday in Dallas, where I checked it out. The Packers have kind of owned the Cowboys here lately.
But you can't go off of that. You can't go off of that. Let's go off of Emano. When we get up there to Dallas, guess what? We ain't got nothing to lose.
Listen, Earl.
We ain't got nothing to lose. We ain't supposed to be here, but we about to show y'all what we gonna do next year.
So every time I hear people say we don't have anything to lose, the Bears didn't have nothing to lose yesterday.
Bears ain't never got nothing to lose because they ain't never got nothing.
Come on.
But I'm going to tell you this. The talk in Bear Country last week was, we about to spoil y'all playoff hopes.
Oh, really? Yeah, well.
Y'all the same Bears we've been beating for the last 20 years, but you going to spoil our playoff hopes?
You know, it's going to be a good game. Two physical teams. Cowboys physical team as well. They've got a great offensive line.
They got one of the best defensive lines. In the league. They got one of the best defenders in the league, Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons.
Now we're about to see what our offensive line, our tackles are all about, because if you can block him, you can block anybody.
Well, you know, they haven't played against a Michael Parsons.
I wouldn't say that now, because Hutchins is a bad dude over there in Detroit.
Yeah, he is, but, you know, Michael Parsons is, you know, the best at his position.
We about to see.
We about to see. I mean, clearly it's going to be hard for Packer fans to even get any tickets.
Oh, no, they're going to deny us. But they don't want all us in there. But hey, we travel deep. I don't care what you travel deep,
but you're not gonna be able to. But it's in Dallas. and the Cowboys, you know,
I'm telling you, soon as they said Green Bay going to Dallas, everybody got on their phone.
I don't disagree with you on that. I'm just saying it won't be as many tickets available to the Packers because the Cowboys, you know, their fans I think the one team that might be equal to the Packers in that traveling is the Cowboy fans. You know, they just as crazy as the Packer fans when it comes to traveling. Right, but now they're at home too. So, you know, we're going to see. Let's go to Steve from La Crosse. Hey, good morning to you, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Earl. I just love yesterday's game and the whole team. And I wanted to put a shout out to Jones. He was jonesing.
Yeah.
That's an integral part of our team. Let's talk about him a little bit.
Go ahead. You know, there was talk about whether or not they were going to keep him next year. Gilbert, remember we were talking about it? They were talking about, you know, cap space.
There's a whole list of them that they wanted to get rid of.
Right.
Jones is the man, though. And if anybody that knows and can understand the game, he runs through holes that nobody else can.
Yeah, he's quick.
He runs through holes like A.J. Dillon can't run through that hole like that. He got to plow through that hole. Jones.
He's quick. You got quick feet. He's got quick
feet. Great vision. Stuff you can't teach. Stuff you just got to have.
So, Steve, you know, you're from La Crosse. You're a Packer fan. You sound like you've been a Packer fan for a while. What did you – now, you were surprised at the outcome of them. Tell us why.
Oh, I was just celebrating that whole game. It's like I wasn't really surprised because I was hoping. I knew that we could do it, win that game. But it was a whole team event. But I just wanted to give that shout out to Jones because when he's running good, he's jonesing.
What about Jordan Love? Now you have to admit. But very few people thought that he would be where he is because everybody was still thinking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm.
He's
I'm
made a
believer. Also,
he's made a believer out of you.
Definitely. Even though the beginning part of the season wasn't so good, he was our guy. He had to stick with him. You can't just be putting quarterbacks in here and there. You got to give him the year, and he showed us. He does not get riled. I notice that all the time. You know, something might go wrong. He does not get shook up about certain things. He's just straight ahead.
Well, Steve, you sound like a level-headed guy. Who's going to win Saturday or Sunday?
Packers.
I said you sounded like a level-headed guy.
Don't let him talk to you like that, man.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, Steve. Hey, Gilbert.
Killing old Steve. hey, check this out, though. Check this out, Earl. Jordan Love is still, on paper, a rookie quarterback.
Well, come on, man.
On paper.
Gilbert.
And he doing things like
this. Hey, Gilbert. Let's
on
not,
paper.
You know. So, it's going to be a good game. I
like the way you downplay my terminologies when you.
Hey man, come on, man. It's Gilbert. It's
you don't agree? You don't agree that he's a rookie on paper?
Well, but he's been there.
It's his first year.
It's his first year actually playing. Starting. But he's had 3 years. Yeah, starting. But he's had 3 years of preparation.
A full season.
But, hey, Gilbert, he knows the offense, right?
See, you didn't say this about Aaron Rodgers when it was his turn.
What are you talking about?
See there? You just like that. I knew it.
We got a Steven from Green Bay, man. I don't know what's going on. What's going on, Steven? How you doing? What you say what?
Well, I was doing great this morning, Earl, until you said you were a Vikings fan, and I almost crashed into the media. And then I came back.
Tell him, Steve. Tell him, Steve.
What do you mean that you're on Wisconsin radio talking that you're a Vikings fan?
Now you
almost blew my speakers right in my car.
Now you sound like my wife. She told me don't ever say that on the air. But it goes back to Fran Tarkington.
Who?
Fran Tarkington, long before,
never heard of.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't. I don't know if you were born when Fran Tarkington was playing.
I was born. I just turned the TV off.
Yeah, but it was something about Fran Tarkington, and I forgot the coaches, Bud Grant. And those cold football
days.
Alan Page, man, Carl Eller, Carl Kosolke.
Okay, we're talking to Steve now. Hey, Steve. Keep talking, Steve.
Hey, go ahead, Steve.
This is what I got to say. Two things I got to say. First of all, Jordan Love and the Packers, if you don't remember, came into U.S. Bank Stadium a couple weeks ago when I blew your guys' lights out. So don't forget about that. But I'll be honest with you. This Jordan Love kid, I wrote him off. And my wife reminded me and humbled me, as wives usually do to their husbands, and said, listen, kid, you weren't desirable when I first saw you either. And now look where we are. So,
Hey, Steven, come on, man. Hey, Steven, hang on, man. Hey, hang on. Hey, let you get this out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789. I don't know, Gil, but you got them. I don't think they want to hear from you. They want to hear from who they want to hear from.
Not you.
Gilbert, all jokes aside, man, Packers are an entertaining football team. And when you have, so tell us about it, man, because you were there. When the fans, the importance of the fans, man, because I always hear Leroy say, man, it would be nothing without those fans, man. Tell us a little bit about it, because you still travel the state, man. The fans are still, you know, enamored with the Grave Digger and your exploits from 20 years ago. Or was it 30? tell us a little bit about the relationship between the fans and you cats, man. Still the players.
Yeah, there is no match, man. There is no... I mean, just walking into places, you know, just people coming up to you and talking about their experiences as a Packer fan. You know what I'm saying? The tradition goes way back, and you got to earn that. You got to have people's that they some people still starting off with dementia, but they still remember those Packers.
Right.
Which is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? So it goes beyond what everybody else has. And we got the best fans. We travel hard. We stand in room only all the time. There, I don't think there's never been not a sellout in Lambeau Field.
You know, man, I saw a group of four fans that for 32 years have traveled with the Packers to every stadium that the Packers ever played in.
Wow.
For 32 years, this group of four people have traveled every stadium, including overseas, that the Packers have played in. They were there.
Die hard.
Yeah, man. And then I look at, you know, some of the Packer Hall of Fame fans. I got a buddy who was a finalist for the Packers Hall of Fame fans. And man, and I thought, you know, but you see some of the people, man, it's just, it's a way of life, right?
You know how they do the breakdown and they say, God, the Green family, Green Bay Packers. Some people change that order a lot of times. Sometimes they put us second. Sometimes they even put us first, which is crazy. But in order to put us anywhere, you got to have set a bar that every generation has to touch. And that's what the Green Bay Packers have. Even these young cats are trying to reach up there and grab that bar.
Well, you know, they really, and it's always, you know, we none of us live forever.
Mm-mm.
So it's those who come after us who extend our lives into the next reality. And so these young cats today, after we're long gone, they're going to be extending that history like you guys are extending the history of Willie Davis and Bart Starr and Forrest Gregg and Bob Skowronski and Jim Ringo and Boyd Dowler and mm-hmm. Max McGee and
John Hudson
and Jim Taylor and Paul Horn. See, you didn't know I knew all them cats, man.
I'm surprised since you're a Viking fan.
Hey,
now.
Man, they're talking about, man.
Oh, I know why, because we used to tap on y'all so bad you had to remember the name.
I remember all, man, I was football, man. As a young boy, man, all I could do, man, was couldn't wait to see football, man. Something about that game, man. You watch basketball, and I can take it or leave it. And I was a pretty good basketball player, man. But I could take it or leave it, right?
What about baseball? America's past.
I couldn't see. I couldn't hit. You know, I've never been able to hit a ball at all.
Or hold the ball, anything.
I could not. Something about that, man. I could not ever make contact with a baseball. Just saying. Didn't know how to do it. Huh?
Comes fast. I stay in my lane. All I know is football.
Yeah.
I stay
in my lane. I'm telling you, man. You know, if only things would have been different for me, I could have been Gilbert, right?
No.
If only I was a big guy, you know, when I was playing football, I was 140
pounds. You know that old saying in the hood, if a fifth was drunk and everybody be drunk.
And
it ain't happening.
But there's something about it's still America's game.
It is, bro.
And all these other sports and everything, it's just something that's magical. So what about the game tonight, man? Who's going to win the college championship?
I got to go with Michigan, man. Even though that kid over there, that quarterback they got over there,
Washington.
Yeah, he lights out, bro. But I really do think Michigan is more physical than they are, and they're gonna show it tonight.
Yeah, Michigan. It's been a while since the Big Ten. I mean, man, it's a championship college football game without a Southern team, no Georgia, no Alabama. When is the last time that happened?
We put Alabama on the shelf, baby. Michigan did.
But Gilbert, when is the last time?
It's been a while.
I know.
A SEC team or anything like that has. I mean, come on, man. This is two teams that's ain't supposed to be there, but is there.
No, but they're both physically talented. Yes. As well. Hey, man.
Jim Harbaugh.
It's good seeing you again. So, as I said before, you and I and Leroy can hang out now. And we'd go to the different clubs and whatnot, and they'll say, hey, we all brothers. Now, but before I got my hair dyed, we go hang out and they say, "Hey, is that your dad?" Pointing at me, or am I your grandfather? But now, I don't think so. Hey, I'm going to do the Aaron Jones.
Get off.
All right. Always good to see you, my friend.
I'm here. Calvin, holler at you. Tell Big Sandy I said what's up.
We'll be in touch. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not a lonely.
Paul Parkway are fighting traffic on the interstates. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.